With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Turmoil in Iran, where violent demonstrations have erupted as the Islamic Republic's economy crumbles.
Protests over Iran's struggling economy have sprouted into rural areas, with at least three people killed and multiple arrests. The protests began due to economic pressures, with Iran's currency rapidly depreciating, with one U.S. dollar now costing roughly 1.4 million riyals.
President Trump threatens U.S. intervention on Truth Social. He writes that if Iran violently kills peaceful protesters, the United States will come to their rescue. At least seven people have died so far in protest-related violence. The death toll from the devastating New Year's morning fire in the Swiss Alps stands at around 40, with more than 100 injured. The ferocious blaze in a popular night spot erupted as revelers were ringing in the new year. The BBC's Sarah Rainsford is in Crans-Montana, where last night a vigil was held.
There's a shrine that has sprung up here where people have been bringing flowers and writing notes in memory of the victims of the fire. There's like little candles flickering on the lay-by. And it is a very somber place. It's very quiet here, but all day long it has been a town, very, very somber, a town which is a resort place. So, you know, it's a place where people come for ski holidays. It's a place where they come to celebrate the new year.
While the cause has yet to be determined, local authorities have ruled out arson. There have been some very dramatic high water rescues in San Diego as floodwaters rage. More than 2 inches of rain fell as the new year dawned, turning roads into rivers and trapping motorists in their vehicles, sending rivers and streams over their banks. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 170 points, and this is SRN News. The Grahams will be doing some traveling in 2026.
Franklin Graham is scheduled to hold a big gospel festival in Cambodia later this month. He will also preach the word in Argentina in February, in Peru in March, in Spain in May, and will visit the United Kingdom in October. His son Will Graham is scheduled to host a gospel festival in Japan in May and another one in South Korea the same month. Both men may add further international trips to their schedule over the course of the year. Michael Harrington reporting.
The commission organizing America's 250th birthday celebration wants to turn it into the country's single biggest year for volunteering. But America Gives, a program unveiled last month, will have to revitalize a culture of service that has recently waned. Just 28% of Americans say they volunteered time to a religious or secular charitable organization in 2025. That according to a recent AP NORC poll. This is SRN News. College football's signature event could undergo another overhaul amid travel concerns and other issues.
Big 12 Commissioner Brett Yormark says everything is on the table when it comes to rebooting the college football playoff, including potentially moving another round of games onto campus. The Oregon-Texas Tech game on New Year's Day kicked off in front of thousands of empty seats at Hard Rock Stadium. The Ducks traveled 3,200 miles to get to Miami. The commissioners have until January 23rd to figure out what next year's playoff will look like. Expansion and automatic bids have been the two biggest headlines in that discussion. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
While Wall Street's benchmarks have retreated in recent sessions, markets in Britain and South Korea have soared to record high closes. The gains, driven by tech shares, being fueled by optimism over the future of artificial intelligence. More details at srnnews.com.